Unit 5 in District 87 will start busing kids to school for the first time since the pandemic began in March. They will be the last districts in McLean County to bring kids back to the classroom. Eric Stock reports administrators believe they can keep kids safe on the buses as long as they follow the rules.
Diana Tackett has driven students to school in the Olympia District for 16 years. Olympia covers much of western McLean County. That district brought students back to the classroom at the start of the school year. Tackett says social distancing and other protocols are not hard to enforce.
I mean, the kids don't seem to mind it much. I mean, I think it's more us because we're adults. We don't deal with stuff change that well. I mean, it's a little different, but I mean, we're all working at it. We're all doing good.
At Olympia schools, bus aides do the heavy lifting on COVID enforcement. Every bus has one now. The aides take student temperatures before they board the bus and make sure masks stay on. Aide Dawn Jones says she worried it would be too much to manage, but the kids have made it easy.
I think we were all kind of thinking that with everything going on, it was just going to be a lot to handle, but the kids have done really, really well.
It's hard to distance on a bus, and that's a big risk for students. Olympia covers 377 square miles. Some students are on the bus for nearly an hour each way. The state says 15 minutes is high risk to spread the coronavirus. Assistant Superintendent Andy Walsh oversees Olympia Transportation. He says the district moved to a later start time for middle and high school to separate routes and get kids off the bus faster.
Going and dropping them off the elementary building and then going back out for the second run for the middle school, high school kids and getting them out here to the middle school, high school. We've been able to get them off the bus before that hour-long bus ride, which we understand, too, it's still a significantly long bus ride.
The aides do not allow students to show a fever on the bus. Wall says parents have to come get them.
We had sent out communication before the year started, letting parents know that please don't pull away from the bus stops until you see the bus departing, because if there's a situation where a child has a fever, we want to get that child back to the parents as quickly as possible.
Bloomington Normal Public Schools have different bus policies. First Student is the bus provider for Unit 5. First Student Area General Manager Chris Coyle says only some drivers will have an aide. Parents will have to do the daily health screening for their child, and if they don't, the driver turns the kids into the district at school.
Making sure that, you know, we don't put a student that's showing signs of any kind of COVID symptoms, they really shouldn't be riding the bus.
But they will still be on the bus. Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel says each bus will have two empty rows in front where kids who do not turn in certification papers can sit. Other students will have to pass by to get to an assigned seat. Weichel says each driver will have extra masks for students who don't have one, but they won't be expected to police compliance unless there's a clear violation or illness.
The bus driver might radio his or her supervisor, and we may have to meet the bus somewhere to address that situation. But if the student's not having symptoms and it's a refusal, we'll handle that like any other discipline matter.
Chris Coyle at First Student says a safe bus starts with a clean bus. Staff disinfects them before each shift. The state caps buses at 50 people. Coyle thinks they can get their occupancy down to 40.
We're also having family members share seats, so that'll help minimize a lot of the impact of any potential above 40 students, you know, shared in rows.
Now, First Student has struggled with overcrowded buses for years, but Coyle says he thinks they could do it without additional routes for Unit 5 because a quarter of the students will learn online. Others will drive themselves. Jeff Gordon runs District 87's transportation for Illinois Central School Bus. They hope to keep buses at 45 students. In fact, he says 45 is the target every year. This year, Gordon says, they will keep windows open until it gets cold to improve airflow. Most drivers in District 87 won't have aides, so drivers will have to collect student health certification forms.
Hopefully everybody has them. It's going to be a trial and error.
But Gordon says, like in Unit 5, no District 87 child will be left behind. Illinois Central will keep the first two rows empty for any student who doesn't self-certify or has COVID symptoms. They will go straight to the school nurse. Gordon says all 54 drivers, nearly two dozen aides, came back this year. Chris Coyle at First Student says some drivers decided it wasn't worth the health risk. Coyle says they'll have enough drivers even if some get sick.
We've got some folks that have chosen not to come back. I think the bigger factor is, you know, what we're doing to recruit new people that may not have those concerns.
In Olympia, school administrators say busing students during the pandemic has worked because students and parents have bought in. The alternative is going online, and most Olympia parents say they don't want that. Only 15% of Olympia families took the virtual option. Driver's aide Dawn Jones says she tries to keep the kids healthy by presenting a good attitude.
Be positive, you know, and the kids will be fine. I mean, don't stress and show them that you're all stressed and you're not happy about wearing a mask and gloves and taking the temperatures, because they read on that.
The driver aide is often the first school face a student sees every morning, even if that face is behind a mask. I'm Eric Stock.
Olympia Assistant Superintendent Andy Welsh says that district has had fewer than 10 coronavirus cases and all isolated.